Shears with me. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is the Bobby Dooley Podcast. And I've been very off, and Paul has been helping me with this.
You've been great.
Since I was told that our show the other day was horrific because I had to have Steve and another man hogtied.
You know, did you think that maybe Phil is coming at you with this aggression because he doesn't want to be usurped by you?
I think so.
You know, you come on and you take over the show, and probably he listened to it and he thought, this might be better than me.
I think Phil's that way, yeah. I think there's a lot of people like
that. A lot of people have jealousy, and you have to understand that sometimes when they're insulting you, they're just jealous of you.
I heard a story about an actor named Paul Mooney.
Paul Mooney, yes.
Paul Mooney.
Yeah.
And he was in Scarface.
Oh, really? Okay,
What was the movies? He was in the 30s?
Oh, he's in the 30s. I thought you meant Paul Mooney. He's a famous stand-up comedian.
What about
contemporary.
M-U-N-Y.
Oh, I know. Yes. Okay, yes, right. Yes.
And they said he would have been a movie star if people recognized him, but nobody ever recognized him because he always had on makeup.
Oh,
in the
really?
Movies. Yeah.
So he had too much makeup in the movies.
Well, he played different people.
Well, you know, Lorne Michaels has a rule on Saturday Night Live. He runs Saturday Night Live that if the actors are too disguised, he doesn't like that. He wants the costumes to be just shy of being really taking away their looks, because then you know, oh, that's Will Ferrell, that's Amy Poehler,
that's right.
Kristen Wiig, because otherwise you have no connection to these people.
Well, okay, that's a really good point. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I have to stop.
Yeah, okay, yeah, take
do
your time.
You, have you, would you?
Sure.
Do you, which one's the one?
Do you.
Do you wear makeup?
Do I wear makeup?
What I mean by that is a lot of wigs.
Yes.
Have you wear fright wigs?
I don't wear fright wigs
pointed
often.
Ears? Pointed ears?
No, I've never done. Oh,
the Cyrano knows you.
No, I would have. You know, look, I am open to wearing makeup. And
yes.
I probably wear makeup more than most men because when you're working in this business,
you have to wear makeup. Mm-hmm.
And, but as a rule or in my own private life, no. No makeup.
All right, but so do you wear the character wigs and stuff like that?
I wear wigs, yeah.
Okay.
I've definitely worn wigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you ever had a hard time getting it off? The reason why I'm saying is Steve and I were wondering one time that if Worf ever couldn't get his Klingon face off, he'd have to pick his kids up from school.
It's funny that you bring that up because I did a sketch on a TV show that I did called Human Giant that was basically that exact idea. The idea was there's a show, a Star Trek style show, and I played a very intense looking alien, and he was so sure the show was going to be successful that he got it surgically implanted in his face because he didn't want to sit for makeup every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And roughly right after he does that and gets this intense surgical procedure where they take off his ears and extend his chin, they find out the show is canceled.
Oh my God.
And now he has no money to reverse the procedure.
Oh my God.
And the story and the sketch is him living his life with this face.
With this face that looks like the alien.
Yeah, so.
Oh my God.
So that you can,
That's sad.
I think the sketch
it's
is on YouTube.
It's funny, too. I wanted to laugh at that.
You can laugh at it.
Can you laugh at that?
Well, because it's not a real story. It is a sketch.
Oh, that's true.
It's called Sci-Fi Makeup.
Mm-hmm. I saw a picture of David Byrne and St. Vincent. Do you know her?
Yes.
She's a singer. And she had her face in the picture all like this. Like she pulled her cheeks out.
Kind of like Catherine Helmand in Brazil or something like that? Woman
and
who played Mona?
She's a very beautiful woman, but she made her face look all wrecked. I didn't get it.
Yeah, you want her just to look pretty.
Yeah, always look pretty.
But, you know,
never
but
look
maybe
wrecked.
A good photo is kind of fun too.
But David Byrne is in the Talking Head and that whole thing. Yeah, the Heads.
Yeah.
The Heads was the name
of
the group.
Talking Heads.
The Heads. Oh, the Talking Heads.
The Talking Heads, yeah.
Hmm. I thought, okay.
Well, because there's multiple.
There's a lot of Heads.
Yeah.
How come they call some bands singular and others? Where are you from? New York.
New York.
You don't have a singular. You don't have the New York Yankee.
No, well, you can't because there's multiple people.
Exactly.
On the team.
Well, but they also have the New Orleans Jazz or the
Utah Jazz.
Well, the Utah Jazz, you can't be a jazz.
This is what I'm saying.
You know, jazz
this is what I'm saying.
You know, you can look at a table full of jazz albums because that's a lot of good jazz. And you can
look
at one person. And you can see one person. You're like, he's playing great jazz. So so jazz can be a singular and a plural.
And what about the Wet Sox or whatever they're called?
Red Sox. Yeah.
See all of those things, but what I digress. We were talking about creativity, and we're talking about makeup. And Paul Scheer is my guest, and I know that we don't have a lot of time left, do we? Do you have to go or leave, dear? You don't. Can you be here for another 2 hours? Excellent. Is she laughing? I'm just kidding. Wendy, your name's Wendy, dear. What's your name?
Maria.
Maria. It was a good shot, though. It was a very good shot.
And you know what? I appreciate that because sometimes a lot of people just ask, what is your name? But you looked at her and you made an educated guess.
I took a shot.
And you know, I think it's a compliment to the person, but you do take a shot.
Do you ever do this, Paul Scheer? Do you ever say, I'd like to thank, and you don't really know who you're thanking, but you'll say, I'd like to thank Bill Bidwell, Timmy Tyler.
Yeah.
I don't really know their names. I'm making them up. But
on my podcast, sometimes people will donate to the podcast or they'll ask a question and you take a best shot. But I'm bad at pronouncing names. That's my Achilles heel. I am bad at
John Smith, and I hope I'm pronouncing that
well,
right.
Well, that's one that is definitely easier. Yeah, but, you know.
Well, I understand that. You take donations on your podcast?
There's a form where you can donate.
I'm sorry if I'm not really engaging you. I'm boring you, aren't I?
Not at all. I'm just saying there's
I'm boring.
No, I felt
like... No, honey, you're really good.
No, you've been great. We've talked about a lot of subjects.
We have.
I'm just saying I felt bad because I feel like, oh, is that low rent that we take donations on our podcast?
Oh, no. I think what you should just call it is advertising.
Well, we do advertising, too. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of advertising.
Yeah.
But sometimes people
donate on the podcast?
A surprising amount of people donate, and it's great because we have an amazing staff that does all this great work, and we want to give it back to them. It's not like we pocket that money.
That's a very good idea. Oh, you don't keep the money?
No, it goes to everybody who works there in the company.
But aren't they supposed to work for free, those people? Aren't they?
No, I think it's a tough line. I think you want to always help out the people that are, you know, because they're probably not getting paid well. They're probably working long. I mean, you just asked, you know, your engineer right here if she could stay an extra 2 hours.
Doesn't have a choice, though. She has to do what I say.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. So you want to kind of reward that. You know, by just, you know, throwing her a couple bones.
Would you leave? She would have to get up and leave. But I'd trip her going out.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, if I really needed you to stay, I would trip you.
She could get hurt, and then she couldn't do her job.
I know. I wouldn't want to do that. But if she says, you know what, Ms. Dooley, forget it. Forget you.
Yeah.
And she begins to stride out. I'd go, how dare you?
And trip her.
But she'd still get up and go. And
but at least you got the last laugh.
I made the point.
Yeah, you said, you know what, if you're going to leave, you're not going to leave standing.
You're not leaving. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional here.
Yeah, don't.
It's a very tough thing.
Of course.
So let me ask you something. What's your favorite pair of slacks?
Wow. That's a great question. A question I've never really been asked, but I definitely have some opinions
on
it. Yeah.
Well, you know, I would think that would be...
You know, people don't get into the nitty gritty like
Steve,
you do.
What is yours?
I like the peach.
I bought some peach Dockers for him once.
That's nice. I thought you were gonna say like a brand.
Oh no, a brand. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a pair of slacks that I really like, and they're from Ben Sherman. I've carried them with me for quite many a year.
Really? They're sentimental slacks.
Well, I guess that's like a great name for a band.
Sentimental slacks.
Yeah.
Like and if you want to singularize it, sentimental slack. Because the slack is the one leg.
And I would also be thinking like sentimental slack, like you give somebody slack for their behavior.
For their behavior. You cut them some slack.
Because of the sentimental reasons. Like
Steve's father, his grandfather was a tailor.
Oh, wow.
A gentleman's tailor. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah, he was a fine old gentleman's tailor.
And we still have a sewing machine.
Right. Do you sew?
I do not. Yeah. I know. I tried to, and I put it right through my finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I went, watch, everyone. And I stitched right halfway up my hand before I knew. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I said, and I took the whole machine, and just before I could throw it down a barranca, Steve grabbed it because he said, that's my...
It's antique, and it's nice.
I forgot.
Yeah. Now, does Steve do any of the sewing?
No, but my grandfather had he would sew up the slack sometimes to give it.
Yeah, Steve's grandfather would give a souvenir slack he would make a pair of pants.
Uh-huh.
And he'd say, here's a pant.
Oh, so.
In case one of them goes bad.
Like he could get an extra leg.
An extra pant. an extra leg.
Yeah. Does anyone ever, I mean, this Steve, I don't know if you've ever saw this, but did he ever sew the two legs together?
You mean like a three-legged?
Yeah, or three-legged, or just even the two together, as you know. So you almost like a skirt pant.
Oh yeah, what about that?
Like culottes?
Not that I know of. Yeah. No, but my grandfather always used to say, always give a man that extra pant because you never know what's going to happen.
A wild dog attack.
Tomorrow's another day. Yeah,
if you get into a car accident, and you know, and by the way, when you have a nice pair of slacks. If one leg is ripped, you know, whatever, you break your leg and they go to the hospital, have to cut one leg open. That one you just, you know, easy enough to throw it off.
There it is. So they're not ruining all of those.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the thing I do get upset about when you do get brought to the hospital in an emergency situation.
And they cut the leg.
And how do they know if that wasn't a day where I was wearing something that I really, really like?
That's what I mean about a favorite pair of slacks.
Yeah, and it's like, it's enough that I've already been through an accident.
Let's talk about wild dog attacks.
Sure.
In your life. Now, I know that you have shot on location.
Yes.
I heard a story once. I will not mention who.
Sure.
They claimed they were on location shooting a movie, and they saw Ted Bundy.
What? They saw Ted Bundy?
It was when he was on The Lamb.
Okay.
And I said, are you putting... I'm Sarah. I'm terribly sorry, Marie. I just...
No, don't.
Now I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. See, they saw Ted Bundy.
They saw Ted Bundy.
When he was on The Lamb.
And I said, who, you know?
Yeah,
and they said,
of course.
Oh, what, are you an owl? I said, no. Yeah. I said, who? Because I was nervous.
Yeah, right.
And they said, we saw Ted Bundy.
Right.
And I said, well, Ms. Hudson. Oh, I just gave away her name.
Oh, no. Okay, well.
No, it wasn't Kate Hudson.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
She said that her father...
okay, is that Kurt Russell?
Again, we should maybe keep this. Yeah.
Keep, okay. Anyway, do you think, when you've been out on location, have you seen things that maybe you wish you hadn't? Other than what you might see in a trailer?
You're right. When you go away to different locations, I've been in Shreveport, Louisiana.
There you go.
Very interesting place. I've been to even Lake Havasu, Arizona. Another interesting place.
That's a place where they shot the movie, the Galactic Gravity.
Gravity. Oh, did they shoot in Lake Havasu?
When Sandra Bullock fell in, that's Lake Havasu.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Yeah, so that is...
it's very prehistoric there.
It is very prehistoric there. Yeah, it's a beautiful place, except for the people and the and everything in the town.
The people are not there.
Well, maybe the residents
they don't
are.
Like it's the Hollywood
highest,
people.
Yeah. Well, it's the highest ownership of automatic weapons in the entire country in this very little place. So we shot a lot of guns.
Interesting.
Which is not a bad thing, but it's a scary thing to know that everyone has a gun at any given time.
And everyone has a gun, and there's hardly anybody there.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's the thing. It's maybe they figured it out.
Hi, we need a gun. Why is that? Well, look where we live. There's almost 15 people here.
Yeah, we have to. Everyone's got to
be
loaded
armed.
Up.
You never know when one of those 15 will kick in the door.
And there were multiple gun ranges on the corner, but that wasn't the issue. Mm. The issue was more that there was a local paper, and every day you would open up the paper and there'd be like a police blotter and there'd be like stabbing, meth possession.
Oh my Lord.
Like prostitution. It was the most violent front page and it was a daily police blotter. So people would always tell us like, don't go to that bar, you might get stabbed.
Well,
one of the guys I was in the movie with, he hugged one of the extras. She gave him pink eye. He brought that home to his family and his wife gave it to their brand new children. So it was there were some interesting things.
What you've just said to me has caused me to doubt the validity of the existence of this country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think
that kind of thing can happen. What's the point?
Well, no, I think there's
Steve, what's your language?
Yeah, come on, Steve.
There's no point.
No, there's a point to be living. It just seems that there are.
He hugged an extra, his children are walking around with a fungus in their eyes.
And what? And from a hug, how did it happen? How did it even? You know.
Uh huh.
So
So yeah, that's Maria. You know what we mean, right? Talking about sex. I would just want to close this out because I see we've going on an hour 4. Now I'm going to want to cut out probably a good 50 minutes of this. Let's cut it down to a nice neat 7.
Wow.
I'm just joking.
Okay,
I think it's
If you want to cut it down, that's totally fine.
I think it's really good. I think what we have is really,
well,
really good.
Look, if you get 7 minutes out of it,
I think we've got a core of really good stuff.
That's great.
All of this you need to cut out because I don't want anybody. We don't want to talk about how we.
You don't want to talk about how you don't like the show.
I like the show. No. I'm just
the fans. You don't want to talk about how you don't like the fans.
We don't like the fans.
And we don't want to talk about
a lot of these people are hanging around outside and stuff like that. Yeah, because I may want to go home and do something to myself or to one of the kids.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding, of course, Paul. But
you never know.
Yeah. I want to ask you finally this.
Yeah.
As you move through life and you see all of these things that you see.
Yeah.
And you look at fashion. Let's talk about fashion. Pink eye. banana pantsuits, Corvettes, and carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot that you can do with that.
Me right now?
I'm just thinking there's a lot that you could do with that, but it's all bad.
Well, I don't think so. I think that you could have a, you know,
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you. You're presented with a situation in your life where you're going to direct a movie. You're going to produce and direct a film.
Yeah.
And you want to create the most positive possible statement that you can.
Mm-hmm. In the movie.
In the film. All right. You're arguing every day with studio. They don't like this. They don't like this. You come to the studio every day very, very depressed.
Yeah.
So you have all these people that are being negative, but the film itself has to project a very positive statement.
Right.
What would you do in that situation to create? I don't know what I'm asking, Steve.
Yeah. Well, start all over again.
Well, how can you keep the original intent of the work?
How do you
even though people are working against you?
Even though people are working against you. That's what I want. Because that's my life.
Well, you know, look, it's a very tricky situation. This is what I would recommend. You get what they want. And you get what you want. And then, at the end of the day, hopefully you can win them over with what you want and give them what they want as well. Because when you start saying no too many times, then they're never going to let you do anything.
They won't let you do anything.
But if you say yes to a bunch of things, they'll let you do more stuff because they trust you. So you have to kind of walk a fine line because it's a business.
That's the whole thing.
Everything's a business. And I imagine that you have to walk a line with Phil and you have to respect his wishes to a certain extent.
Well, we try, but he's very confusing. He's very weird. Yeah. He's a weird man. But but we try. But you're talking about compromise. What makes the word no?
I don't think maybe it is compromise. I think it is you gotta play ball. I think when you're a person who says no, 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 people are gonna say no, 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 you. But if you're a person who says let's try to work together, people will try to work together with you.
That's what I loved about our interview today. You have great insights into the whole thing. There's a lot of people that are going crazy now about all the different things that are in the news.
There's a lot. I mean, this is a very tense news.
Isn't it crazy?
A lot of stuff is going on. Geopolitically, we have a lot of stuff. We have stuff domestic.
Yeah.
A lot of things. In sports, everything is being affected right now.
Yeah, so you can't even watch a football game because you're afraid I think I got to drive home and beat my wife up or something.
Of course.
I saw that. I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good thing they did what they did to that man. Otherwise, there would have been a female Armageddon.
Right.
All the women would have come out of their homes, and they would have tossed Roger Goodell to the mob just to buy time as they got out the back door.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. Uh-huh. Like, you know, but this is the NFL has a history of some
of the bad stuff.
Some of the bad stuff, but it's hilarious that smoking weed served a stiffer penalty than beating your wife.
Are you guys are you producing the league right now? Are you doing shows?
We're in the middle of shooting right now.
Yeah, I'll bet you're going to have a storyline about that.
Well, you know, I wonder if it'll be like, I don't know if it's ripe for comedy.
Mm.
You know, I will say there's an episode where I get abused by my cat. So maybe there's a little bit
abused
of a
abused by your cat.
Yeah.
God, I hope it's not what I'm thinking. I'm joking, of course.
Yeah.
The cat sneaks into the under the sheets, no? Not that.
I don't think we're thinking the same thing.
Okay,
no. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah,
we're off.
No,
we're not connecting.
No, I think we are connecting. I just think that you had a different image.
There's darkness in me. There's a lot of darkness
in me. Were you saying that the cat was going to be attacking me sexually?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
Okay, yeah,
and
well, I don't, yeah, no, this is, I think that we want to keep some decorum, even though we're on FXX, which is a little bit more bold and brash.
Well, they love to say that, don't they? But then they go, we're bold, we're brash. Well, how about if we do this? Well, now, wait a minute.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, but then again, you watched Sons of Anarchy. I don't know if you did watch Sons of Anarchy.
I did.
I mean, they definitely, they really went for it.
Did they use the F word on that show?
They kind of seem to use a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, once you start carving into people's bodies, it's, you know, you there's really no play. Yeah, there's
no place to stop.
Yeah, there's no place to stop.
Just keep on going. Yeah. Do you have any tattoos?
I don't. Do you?
No, I don't know.
I thought that you might have like a nice butterfly or...
No, I did. Well, Steve, did I get that tattoo?
You're going to get my initial.
When I met Steve has tattoos because when I met him, he was selling fake IDs down at Seal Beach.
Okay.
And he had some, I thought he was very sexy, very exciting.
And that kind of brings back to why you want that beachcomber kind of.
Yeah, he was selling fake IDs. He was shooting up Darvon, which I know is not good.
No, but hey, look, it's youthful. And
it was
very youthful,
exciting. He was crushing Darvon into a spoon. Uh-huh. And so, but I thought, well, this is sexy. I think I'll get my, not it's sexy now, but back then it was.
Of course, different strokes.
I'll get my initials tattooed onto my leg because I always wanted to, but I never did until I met him.
Got you wanted your own initials.
My own initials, yeah.
Well, that's
but
helpful.
I would think make me think of him.
Going back to the dog attack, if a dog ran off with your leg, you'd be able to find yourself.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Do you know we lost a dog once? Do you know how we found it?
How?
I hung my panties from the trees.
And he smelled?
Well, Jesus, Paul.
Right. Well, okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, thank you, Paul Scheer. You're a wonderful man, very
thank
positive
Thank you so
man.
Much for having
this
me.
This has been nice.
It's
and
been
Maria?
Really nice. Great to meet you. I'm a huge fan of, you know, of I've been listening to your call-ins and then
you
know, the podcast,
you so,
so it's been great to,
you're very
to sit
kind.
Down with you.
And I would say to you, Maria, let's just start the submit an hour. So
you don't have to say what you're going to do.
Oh, I'm still on the air.
Well, you don't have to, because then I'm going to hear it, and maybe then I'll get upset.
Oh, you'll be angry that I'm saying.
Because if you're going to say, like, we're going to cut it down to, like, 4 minutes.
Cut out all the parts about Paul's career, and let's just leave in him talking about the banana pantsuit.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Oh, that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right.
All right, sure.